We are back. Welcome to Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. We have a call-in number, but we're backed up already, but it is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to get to us. One thing I'd like to say, and then we're going to go to our caller, is in this country and in this state, there are many, many good people who could be doing a lot of other things with their life, but they have chose to try to do things the right way to make a better life for their children and grandchildren. Three very large groups that most all of you know about, the Republic of Texas, Freedom Texas, and the Texas Nationals, are all looking to make things better, and they're trying to work within the system and establish a future that gets us off this rough train track that we keep falling off of. So I know a lot of the laws and statutes and rules that most of us know constitutionally might not be right, but right now we need to get involved and change these things, not get yourself arrested on the side of the road for trying to speak what's right when the guy pulling you over has taught something different. We want to get away from those confrontations. Frankie in Texas, are you there?
Today, gentlemen.
Well, good Hello. Morning, Frankie. Good morning, Frankie. How you doing?
Good. All right, guys. I just wanted to call in and first of all, the statement I have to say is not directed at any individual that may wear a uniform or not, or their family members. But the police institution in itself is a corrupt institution and is more evil, bottom line, because you cannot steal from individuals to force what you believe should be right and wrong onto another person. And as long as you talked about what can we do to make things different or how can we make better, and one of the solutions that I hear often on this program is that we go ahead and we play within the game. Well, if we're all sitting here saying that the game is rigged, then why play within the game? Why don't we do what the originals did, the framers and the founders of, let's say, Texas, for instance, and just opt out and start with a new, go into a new system. Oh, I lost you. No, you're still there. Go into a new system. Quit playing into the same game. Do like we're doing in the Texas Republic and create your own. Start your own ballots. Run for your own position of sheriff. Quit playing the games. You can't beat the system that's designed to beat you. Otherwise, all you become by go ahead and complying with the game. Getting your car registered, having your driver's license, all your legal documents that the state corporation demands that you have, is all you are. Is you're just a dog with a shock collar, a wireless leash. That's all you are.
Right.
I mean,
Frankie,
there's got to be a better way, gentlemen.
We can't come straight out and say, we would be considered definitely domestic terrorist if we were just sit here and say, we need to come straight out, in revolution. Like you said, I've studied even the history that we've been given, but I've gotten deeper into it since I found out that most of that's been a lie. But even the history that we've been given, there's not a place on this planet who has ever gotten out from underneath this type of situation by going through the system that's in place and, hoping for justice. Right. I mean, we all have to realize that. But, we can't come out right out and call for it, because then you're a domestic terrorist and you're calling for violence and this and that. But it's just, it gets to a point finally where enough of the people, get together and say this is wrong. We're not going to go, ask this judge who, we all know where they get their money from and who they're beholden to. We're not going to go to a judge and say, hey, set us free, let my people go. No, it never happens that way, unfortunately. And I'm not calling for it, but I know that it's the ultimate thing that's going to happen. It's got to happen. It's the only way you were ever going to get out from under this. I don't want to see it. I don't want to go through it. But unfortunately, that's the only way that it probably will end up happening.
And I'll agree with you, and that's not what I'm calling for either, is a fist fight, because, honestly, we lose in a fist fight. These guys have more power behind their fist than we do. But I'm not calling for that. I'm hoping that we get to the point where the revolution happens is one of spirit. But like I said, the founders in this nation, what we're taught, in schools and everything, whether it's half-baked truth or quarter truth, may have you. I'm in the middle of driving, gentlemen, sorry. But the
breaking law, Frankie.
I break laws every day. But the thing that they did is they opt-outed. They created a new system. They said, you know what, this system isn't working. Let's create something new. And they were labeled domestic terrorists. Do you think the guys at Gonzales, you think that the Mexican government referred to them as peaceful protesters? No, those guys, and what did they do? They fired a cannon across the bow. But the first thing that a lot of Texas settlers did, or the Texian settlers did, was they stopped obeying the stupid law that if you moved to Texas or Tejas, you had to become a Catholic. What kind of nonsense is that? No, you can't dictate what man believes. I am free. You know, and I heard a little bit someone say that, you know, we got our rights from our Creator. And for those that don't believe in creation, your rights are still upon you as soon as you draw breath. You've been given life. You have the right to life, liberty.
You cannot legislate safety. You cannot legislate morality. That our safety is something that we are supposed to take care of, and the police are just supposed to be there to come in and help if the situation is too bad or, you know, something like that. You know, you can't, like you said, you can't, you know, make someone be moral. You cannot pass a law to make someone be moral. You cannot pass a law that makes someone safe. Everyone that says they follow these laws, you know, like I said, you know, they might be, you know, doing 80 in a 70 zone, you know, so they're breaking the law. You know, there's no way that you can, that everyone is going to break some law at some point, and all it is for extractions to increase basically our servitude.
I agree with your frustrations, and I very well know from the last 2 years how bad things can get and how corrupt things can be. But I guess I'm the eternal optimist, and I got a lot of friends that used to be thinking like us that are in police work that tell me that a lot of them still think the right way, but they're slowly getting out and they're getting a new crowd. But I'd like to believe that with the proper education, a lot of these guys that are thinking they have this authority and power in enforcing statutes that violate the Constitution could be changed. Carl Pittman was one. He was willing to stand up and tell them, you're enforcing statutes and rules that are in violation of the Constitution. And if he could have got in, which I didn't think he would because it's a pretty corrupt system, but if he could have got in, it would have been a change. And I just keep hoping that enough of us can make it change the right way, because, yeah, you're right. You could fire that cannon over the bow, but you're liable to have a cruise missile sandwich for lunch. It's not like the old days where the worst thing you had to worry about was the guy across from you had a musket just like you. Right. And so I'm thinking...
They were cruel, just as we are cruel now. Man has always had some very dark issues. But like I'm saying, is like he's pointing out, Doc, the system is so corrupt. So someone like, you know, someone who is good, who you claim, I don't know the person myself, Mr. Pittman, and there's a whole bunch of other people that are running. There's a libertarian individual out of San Antonio who's trying to run and change things there. But we've lost those positions. The time for that has already happened. To win the system within, that time is gone. The cancer, if you will, is too entrenched. You have to just consider that this cell is dead. The U.S. Constitution, the United States of government, what you thought and what we were raised to think, even the Republic of Texas, what we were raised to think, what it was dead. Even when we were being taught that stuff, that thing was dead. Cancer has taken over and it killed it. It's time to create a new body, just as our decorations all state that we have the authority, not the right, the authority, because we are the creator. We are not the subject. We are the creator of these institutions. So at any point, we can say, you are no longer viable. To steal the Hispanic group, La Raza's term, they can't deport us all. So if we all stop playing these little permission slips to drive to the market, they can't arrest us all. They can't put us all in jail.
A good point, Frankie, because that's been said a lot. And I used to believe that, you know, if 500 people stood up, they can't arrest you all. And then I watched what happened in Turkey a while back, and they said thousands and thousands got arrested.
35,000 people, Doc.
Yeah, so think about that.
The Turkish citizens are not armed.
That's a well. That was a division. That was military. It was military and police. So I guess what I'm looking at, Frankie, you're right, and it is this frustrating, and this is why, you know, throughout history, the French lost their heads literally and when they were rulers, yeah. And there's been many revolutions. But certainly we're at a point, and we know, you listen to our show, how many guys call in that used to be cops that now see things differently? If they can open their eyes and ears, then maybe things can change. I always say,
the only thing that bumps me out about that, Doc, I'm sorry to interrupt. The only thing that bumps me out about that is, I've been wanting to say this and calling for a little bit, but is all those gentlemen, because I know some of them here in Gillespie County, too. You know, as a kid, I know some of those good individuals that wear that uniform. They're all leaving, or they're getting pushed out by the cancer. Because, you know, to steal a movie line, since we're talking about, you know, Andy Griffith and, you know, Mayberry, you either live long enough to see you either die the hero, or you live long enough to see you become the bad guy. And so a lot of these guys don't want, a lot of those good individuals that you're talking about are getting out of it because they know that I can no longer do this.
You are absolutely correct. They are so fed up and so disillusioned with what it's become that they think just like you sound, and you're right. And that is sad, but like I said, I'm the eternal optimist. I still think we can fix it. I don't think... Look what happened in the Civil War. All those states tried to break away, and they should have been allowed to do that peacefully. No big deal. And the United States, at that point, when they had equal warfare tools, didn't let it happen and fought a civil war and killed millions of people, innocent civilians and military, just to make them stay part of the United States. So yeah. I just don't want to see useless loss of life over something that just maybe we can get some decent people in offices if all of us work together and use common sense and common decency and fix this mess.
Right on. Well, I got to go. I got to start making breakfast for the kiddos. So all I want to say, leave y'all with, gentlemen, is and the listening audience, consider creating a different institution. No longer complying with the said institution, and we make something that rivals it. You know, just like the whole, look at it from currency issue. You have people that get rid of their FRNs as fast as possible to support Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies. You create a system that rivals it, and you give the people a chance, because like we talk about all the time, that the U.S. and the state of Texas and other states, they're all just corporations pretending to be governments. So let's create a better company. I don't know. Either way, yeah. God bless Texas and free the Texian, guys. Y'all have a good morning.
Thank you very much, Frankie. We appreciate your opinion and the fact that you cared enough to call in. Thank you. Down that road, Alan, I don't know if you read this book, but I have it in front of me. It is called We Defy by Tommy Attaway, and he is part of Freedom Texas. And he goes through in this book and sets up a community and does things the right way, and they establish fairness and good schools and good everything, and basically start over in their own little town and county. Have you looked at that book?
No, I haven't, but once again, if you are one tiny island surrounded by a sea of insanity, how long do you think it will take before the insanity creeps back in, or you are not allowed to be not insane in an insane world?
Oh, I agree, but the alternative is, like General Custer asking if he wants to see more Indians, because the odds are so overwhelming. And I keep thinking, a lot of these guys that are cops today are willing to open up their minds and look into some of this stuff. But if we have confrontation all the time without good communication, without education, then it just turns into somebody get arrested, and they think that they were patriotic, and the guy who got arrested thought he was being the patriot, and nobody wins, and the poor guy that goes to jail, him and his family suffer, and his friends suffer, and nothing ever improves. So
you bring up Custer there. You know, this is what's been instilled in us through the history and everything that we've been taught, you know, supposedly taught in our schools, you know. What were they out there doing? They were out there slaughtering people because of what? Their skin color, right? Do you consider that just? You know, we were made to think that, oh, it's a great thing. You know, we got rid of all those, you know, those savages. You know, they didn't want to be civilized, you know, even though they'd been here for how long? And there was millions and millions and millions of them that were gotten rid of because of skin color and noncompliance.
Oh, yeah, and worse than that, the government wanted their property. Henry Ford, one of his famous quotes, said that if you really believe the government will take good care of you, then you need to look at the history of the Native Americans. And it's very sad. I mean, people that took care of this land for thousands of years before the settlers came were forced off their property and told where to live, and it's just unfair as can be. And they tried to fight.
You can be free, but you can only be free inside this fenced-in freedom zone.
Yeah, and, you know, from a health point of view, what happened to a lot of them poor Indians, they were moved to an area like in Oklahoma that didn't allow them to grow the crops that they once grew where they came from. And consequently, when people got sick or had diseases, they couldn't treat themselves like they used to because they couldn't grow the things that they knew worked, because it didn't work in Oklahoma like it did up into Black Hills or something like that. So the history has shown us, and, you know, look at the Civil War, look at every little confrontation. We got to figure out another way. I understand, Frankie, and I'm sure many, many people listening agree that everybody is frustrated. So I'm Eddie, just praying.
When Eddie Haskell gets in charge, bad things will happen, and that's what we've allowed to happen to this whole country and this whole world, basically.
Yeah, and, you know, unfortunately, I've noticed some bullies ended up being cops. And that's where they got to continue being the bully, and they put the badge on and the gun, and it's changed them. But I got to believe there's a lot of good ones out there that don't know what they're being taught is wrong, and just maybe we get the word out. Maybe we make a small difference. You know, we get a few cops that are listening to say, wait a minute, I didn't know the Constitution said that. Let me go back and look. And they find out that, wow, it does say you can travel, and it does say that you shouldn't have a law telling you got to wear a seatbelt or any of that stuff. Things have gotten crazy. I said this a while back. To me, the ideal judge walks into a courtroom, and instead of everybody being told, all rise, like some god walked in, the judge goes up and he says to everybody, it is my honor and pleasure to be here to serve you, the public, the taxpayer, and to see that justice and fairness is done. That's the kind of government we should have. But right now, we've got one where they walk in and they're treated like a god. And in some cases, they're appointed for life. That is ridiculous. And we need to get back to, like you said it well, Ellen, common sense, common decency, and this was used to call common law.
And this is all through our system. I mean, it gets, you know, to your religion. You know, I know who I am inside. I know how I feel inside. You know, I don't knock people who do, but why do I need to go down and sit in front of someone who stands up on a pedestal above me in a black robe, and because someone says that he knows God better than I do, stands in front of me and tells me how I need to believe, how I need to feel, everything else, when that should be something that's internal. I can't see this whole thing. Once again, it's us being taught how we need to think. Even it's all the way down to your personal religion. You know, they tell you how you are. You have to follow, you know, the church edicts and this and that. And, you know, everything gets laws set up to where you have to follow it. And instead of us just being us and living free and being our own people, taking care of ourselves, thinking and feeling, you know, how we want to. You know, you live in a community of like-minded people. You take care of each other. Yes.
Yeah. So there we go. We are on republicbroadcasting.org. This is Republic of Texas Radio, and we're going to have a commercial break. We'll be right back.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back. This is your fill-in host, Doc Krupa, with my good friend, Alan Crutcher. And our host is Steve O'Brien, couldn't be with us today, so he bravingly turned over the reins. Hopefully he's not cringing too bad. We are on the Republic of Texas Radio, broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to comment. One of the things, Alan, that we were just talking about, and I like to believe, and again, maybe I'm the eternal optimist, but I like to believe there are more good people on both sides of this issue that would like to do the right thing and in some cases don't know the right thing. Because if you're a cop and you pull somebody over and it's all about power and authority, you're not going to reach them. And if you're an individual and you get pulled over and it's, I know more than you do, we're not going to reach them. That's, nobody listens. I watched John Wayne in a movie called Big Jake, and his two sons were shooting off their mouth, and he told them, you're very long on mouth and short on ears. And that's the problem. People start screaming at each other, and nobody listens, and nobody learns. And I just keep hoping somehow we make a difference. Maybe this show, we make a difference.
And how did he settle that? Remember, I believe he flat out cold cocked one of his sons and beat the other one up too, and they finally said, well, okay, maybe Dad's right. You know, I mean, it came down to force, you know, basically once again. And speaking of the good, this is for someone we both know, Sally Jarnicki, asked me, you know, she said, can't we find something good to talk about? And Sally, this one's for you. Yeah, I go out and I meet people, and like I said, I pay attention. I look into people's eyes, you know. Sally, I can see the good in a lot of people out there. I can see that the basic goodness is there. It's just been trained out of us by the societal engineers. And yes, it all comes from the bankers from Israel, from the Jews. Yes, at the very top. Yeah, but you know, that does not get rid of your individual morality. You know, the person that I like to think most of us are. I can see the goodness in a lot of people, but then they're in the next words they'll say, yeah, I went to the store the other day and that little girl gave me back $20 too much in change. You know, well, you know, ha ha, you know, I'm $20 ahead. And I'm like, No, I'm the kind of guy who, you know, I'm watching what she's doing, and I'll say, no, you gave me $20 too much, because I've been in that situation at the cash register behind it, you know, when she takes her drawer back up at the end of the day, you know, to have it counted, they're going to go up and say, well, you know, you're $20 short. And it's like, you know, and it's a bad feeling for one thing, you know. Well, you know, I know I didn't steal, you know, $20 out of the drawer. But then, you know, your employers are looking at you like, well, what are you doing? You trying to cheat us out of $20? You know, trying to, you know, wants to buy a movie on the way home or whatever. You know, everything's looked at that way. You know, it's just, like I said, I'm not perfect by any means, but I've been in those situations. It's a bad feeling. And people just don't think. They don't flip the situation and think. It's like, well, what if that was me behind the counter? They have no idea what might be happening to that person. They might lose their job because of that.
Well, but yeah, and well put, deep, Alan.
It's probably the morality.
The greatest thing in the world that tells so much about anybody is how you behave when nobody's watching. And that means it all. If you need to give to a charity and have a receipt and get patted on the back and make sure everybody knows, it wasn't really a charity. If you need to do something good for your fellow man, help your neighbor, and you got to make sure everybody sees it and knows it, then it really wasn't that great. And so, for Sally, I think this is talking about good stuff today. We're trying to bring people together, to stop bad stuff, to stop needless arrest, to abuses of power and authority, to get people to think and communicate, and hopefully it doesn't end up in something terrible, as you know many think it's going to end up one day. So we are trying to talk about some good stuff, and we're trying to look at, I always say, the news from around the world and in your backyard. And right now the news around the world and in your backyard is all pretty much the same. It's got the election going on that nobody believes in anymore, and thanks to WikiLeaks out there, people know a lot of things that they used to just wonder about. Now they've got it as fact, and it doesn't seem to affect many people for the candidate. Right now it seems like whatever candidate you like, if WikiLeaks talks bad about and brings out information, it doesn't seem to be changing people's opinion. And I don't really know what that says, except maybe morality is already dead and gone on for some people. But we're trying to bring out the good. We want to talk about the good in people. I'm the eternal optimist, and I just think that there's a lot more good people than there are bad. What do you think, Alan?
We've been trained by society that we're in that if you're better off, it means that you're a better person. That's not the way I look at it. You might be better off. You might have more Federal Reserve notes than I do. It does not make you a better person or more successful in what I like to call life. I like life, to me, being successful means living a moral life, living your life on your own and letting others live.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back, everybody. You're on Republic of Texas Radio on RepublicBroadcasting.org network, and I am your fill-in host today, Doc Krupa, with Alan Crutcher, my good friend. We're filling in for the real host, Steve O'Brien. And we're trying to put out some good things, and I guess her ears were burning because I see we have Sally in Texas. Sally, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Thank you, Alan, for mentioning that. And I just think that all of us have got to find a way to find something to be happy about every day. I mean, all we hear all day long, every day, it doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing, everything is negative. Nobody smiles anymore, nothing. We have to find a way to give people some kind of hope. I mean, all is not lost. I mean, we've got other things in our lives that we need to be happy about.
Well, you're absolutely right, Sally, and we're trying to bring that to light. By, and I guess because I'm the eternal optimist, I see it that way a lot. And hopefully more and more people will see something good and try to do something better, and maybe everything does get a little better.
The other thing I wanted to say was I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I was going to call in before, especially Joyce Riley, since she has had so much against police officers, and I couldn't believe that she took that side and didn't mention all the police officers that are good people. She just downs them all the time, and that's not right. My son is a police officer. I know he knows the Constitution, and I know how many kind things he has done. And it comes with teaching. He taught his children respect, how to love people. They're teaching my grandchildren. It all comes down to how you teach your child. They aren't born with love, happiness, compassion, and respect. You teach them that.
Morality has to be instilled, right? I mean, you have to teach them the basic morals of the society you live in, that you want to live in, you know? And Sally, once again, we're talking about it as an institution as a whole. Are there good people out there that are trying to do the right thing? Yes, I will agree with that. But, you know, if you're one of us just little guys out here, you have one bad experience where you were doing absolutely nothing wrong, and all of a sudden you're slammed to the ground and the cuffs are on and you're behind bars. You know, one experience like that, so where are all the good people? You know, how do I put this? Take over here, Doc. I'm getting a little frustrated here.
Well, Sally, one thing I would ask is have your son call in sometime. We'd like to hear from him. We've got a lot of great police officers and ex-police officers that have called in, and we'd love to hear their opinion.
I would like for him to do that because he opted on the weekends to be a soccer coach, and these kids were dirt poor, and him and my grandson were the coaches, and they would go out and buy soccer cleats for them. His son collects food at school for people who don't. I mean, I know there are other people like that out here. I know they are.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I have a very good friend who's in the FBI, and I admire him so much because he's got common sense and decency. He coaches soccer like you talked about on the weekends, and he started out as a local town cop, went to their academy, and instead of just staying there and taking the easy road, he went to the sheriff's or the ICE back before ICE and Customs merged, and he took their academy and struggled through and worked that, and when it merged into ICE, he left. And then he went to the FBI, and again he went through another academy, and none of that has changed him or brainwashed him. And one of the things he's told me many times is, unfortunately, they enforce the statute. So there are a lot of good guys out there, and we'd love to hear from them on the radio. And what I tell everybody, if you're in a position of authority, I don't care what it is, whether you're a police officer or a supervisor at some company, before you do anything to anybody, ask yourself, would I want it done to me, my family, my daughter, my child, my wife, my cousin, my brother? And if the answer is no, I wouldn't want them treated this way, don't do it. Back up. Calm down. Think about other ways of handling the situation, and maybe everything will better, and maybe we'll see a lot more people smile.
Well, I really feel that there's just, like Alan was saying, there are so many corrupt, and they're corrupt. You're not going to change them. They're gone. They're done. But what about the upcoming society? They're not teaching their children the basic principles. They're just letting them say, oh, let's hate cops. I see kids on Facebook saying, I hate cops, and they're like 3 or 4 years old. What chance do we have to overcome a society who won't teach those values?
Right, but we've got to teach it to both.
The family unit has been broken up, and the family unit was the one who instilled the values of the society that we prefer to live in. And that family unit has been broken up, so the kids are sent off, and all they're being taught is what they're being taught in school, how to put a condom on a cucumber when they're 6 years old. I mean, all this crap, you know, are you a little girl or are you a little boy? Does little Timmy have two daddies or two mommies? You know,
yeah.
That's okay. You know, it's the whole system has been corrupted and twisted, and we all know where it's coming from at the ultimate point. But everyone also still has free will to say, no, that's wrong. You know, I don't want to comply just because someone else says that I have to. You know, if you know it's completely immoral and completely wrong against any society that we want to be involved with, you know, how you accept it because it's trendy or, you know, that's just what everyone does.
Well, I'll tell you where I see a lot of cruelty is. I do dog rescue on Facebook. You both know that. Mm-hmm. And the cruelty that's coming across these pages right now is enough to make you puke, because it's kids doing it, little kids, teenagers, right, doing horrible, ugly things to animals, and they get no punishment because they're under 12.
Well, but we don't want government punishment. You just said it, Sally. We want parents.
No, I mean, they don't get even punishment from their parents. Their parents don't seem to think there's anything wrong with what they did.
Right. And if they do pull the belt off and strap your butt, you know, then the kid nowadays can call and have them arrested.
Yep.
Well, you're right, and that's why I said you've got to have education on both sides. If you just teach your kids about the way the world you want it to be, and we don't have people teaching the Constitution to those in charge and have the power and the authority to do things, then it's a halfway situation, and it's worse than what we have now. You've got to teach both sides, and that's why you need sheriffs like Sheriff Mack, and I forget the gentleman's name up there in Milwaukee that's been in the news a lot lately, but a very good, good sheriff. And he just happens to have a very dark tan, too, so he does know both sides of the world from a lot of issues. And we've got to teach both. We can't have a parent not teaching their kids, and we can't have parents teaching their kids and nobody teaches the government side, because then there's still that friction. We have got to educate both sides and stop all this confrontation. And maybe if the guys enforcing the laws knew what violated the Constitution, maybe they would stop and talk to the people they work for and say, hey, you got us out here doing something that violates the Constitution. We can't do that.
Yeah, I know my son has done that because he knows the Constitution, and he has told his partner, no, we can't do that. It's against the Constitution. But see, it all comes down to the same thing. It doesn't matter whether you're talking about animal cruelty, people cruelty, cops. It all boils down to the same place, the parents at home.
And personal responsibility for those actions.
Yes.
And Sally, I do have a bright point in my life. You know him. His name is BB. The big old yellow lab. You know, that's my bright point in my life. That's what pegs me to sanity, and what I would like to see in most of the people around me is, you know, the honesty and the loyalty that I received from him for, you know, treating him right and being his friend and being involved in his life. You know, people might think, oh, he's a crazy recluse. But no, it's just what I've chosen because I don't like most of the people and what I see in most of the people around me. You know, I see the goodness in them, but then I see what society, what these people have, you know, the engineers that have created all this crap, I see what they've done to them. You know, and it just makes me sick that you can't even talk to them and try to snap them around to, you know, to becoming a moral person again, because they've been trained that that's not, being moral, that's not successful. I've got to have more Federal Reserve notes. Doesn't matter if I've got to screw my mother out of her last dime or not.
Well, I kind of feel the same way. I have been through absolute hell with the medical profession in the last year, and if it weren't for my hubby and my son and my dogs, I would already have had a nervous breakdown. So you've got to have somebody in your life that creates that happiness for you.
Well, that's fabulous. Sally, thank you for calling in. We're going to have to go to our next caller. We're going to run out of time, but thank you so much. We appreciate that you called in and you cared enough to do that.
Thank you, Sally. Yeah.
Mark in Philadelphia, are you there?
Good morning. One of the first times I've ever called into your show here.
We appreciate it.
I'm calling from Philadelphia, but I'm originally a Missouri boy. Grew up in northern Missouri, raised in southern, born in northern, raised in southern Missouri. Grew up in a kind of a rural area, but outside of Springfield, which is about draws on a population of about 250,000 people. But anyway, I think what's going on here is we're under authoritarianism, and people don't like to ever acknowledge that. Where the authority is outside of us, and the authority, you know, the government, all these different entities have replaced authority of, you know, our own conscience with an external authority. The government, the medical profession, the legal profession, what else? The corporation, monetary, you know, money, but also, just to share a little bit about my own personal life here, because it does relate, I think. I grew up, I was the only one in my family that went to church out of two families. I happened to have been adopted, okay? And I sought out this man, Jesus Christ, and tried to figure out what that was about, what he was about, and what his story was. Vacation Bible School, if you've ever heard of that. That was like when I was 6 years old. So was when I started all of that, and I went through my through to high school, and then I got so busy with other things, I strayed away. Well, anyway, when tragedy struck my second family, because my first family was destroyed from alcoholism, my parents were both alcoholics, and there was a lot of drama and trauma in that growing up situation there. So then I was adopted, and my first family was poor, working class. Second family became rich, very rich. Father was a multimillionaire. But in both cases, neither one of my fathers really wanted to know me as a son, and I was their only son. So it turned out while I was serving in the military, something deep and dark was happening back at home, and it was so deep and dark that our adopted mother took her own life. And I was in the military due to return in about 4 months. Tell me that wasn't devastating. So what did I do? I was trying to keep the family together. See, I was the eldest in this family, this adopted family. By the way, my parents were old enough to be our parents were old enough to be our adopted parents were old enough to be our grandparents. Okay. So I sought out the church. I sought out my pastor, named Don. I won't give his last name. So I sought it out on Mother's Day. This is a couple months after she had taken her life. And I was devastated. This woman was a loving, caring, dynamic human being who served the community. By the way, we happen to have had 4 different restaurants over a period of 20 years. And there were times where people would come in, random strangers who were hungry, she'd feed them. They needed a place to stay, she'd find them a place to stay. They needed work, she found them work. She did it many, many times that I witnessed and many times that I did not witness. Okay? So
and nowadays
I went
they
to
make
my
that
church.
Illegal almost.
I went to my church, went to my pastor, because I had questions. Here's a young man. I was 21, just passing the portal of being a man, right? And I was troubled on Mother's Day. And so my pastor called my father and had him come to the church, and the three of us are going to have a meeting. So basically what the meeting was about is I was just asking what happened to her mother. You know, I can't figure it out, because everybody's real quiet about it, you know. Nobody had any answers, and nobody even wanted to ask any questions. They were living by that river. I figured they were living in Egypt, you know, on that river denial, you know, and they were. The pastor thought I was getting a little bit riled up because I was being pretty stern with some questions here with my father in presence, right? I was respectful, but I was daring in my questions. But you know what? That pastor put me down. That pastor did not embrace my questions. And what were my questions about? They were about the truth. What was his pause, the pastor? The money that my father had, the power that my father had. So instead of embracing this young man who had went to his church, and he knew I was the only person in my whole family that went to his church. And by the way, this church was established in 1865. I didn't know that at the time. I've since found that out. 1865, the church has been around, right? I was the only person in that family that went to that church. And this pastor would not embrace the truth. Okay? And he was a good guy. He was a good man. And he had things happen in trials and tribulations in his own family, but why wouldn't he embrace it? See, because if he would have embraced it, here's what would have happened. If he would have embraced it, he would have supported me in taking my father to task on this issue. Because here's what we found out. Here's what I found out, and I found it out through a lot of gaps. There's gaps in this storyline. I believe that our mother found out my younger sister, who, by the way, my father bonded with, and if anything happened to my younger sister, he would always come to me and threaten me with, you know, that I had hurt her or something because she'd be crying. No. He was very overprotective of her. Why was he overprotective of her? Because he had been molesting her throughout her life, and our mother discovered it, and that's what happened. Okay? All right?
Very sad.
And by the way, I'm just sharing this with you about, this is my case, and this happened in 1982, okay? Now, I grew up in an all-white, I've been listening to a lot of these radio shows, I grew up in an all-white area, all-white, okay? I grew up in where there were churches galore, all kinds of different sects of the Baptist religion and non-denominational and all of that. Where were the people at when this tragedy struck? You know where they were at? They were nowhere. They ran. They're cowards. This is my experience of the white folks supporting white folks.
How much
community service? We're getting ready to go to commercial break, so please hold that thought. We'll be right back to you, but I think you answered it with your father's power and money. We'll be right back. Here's a commercial break.
Like you said, it's in my head. The counter runs to the cell.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
We've got Mark from Philadelphia. Mark, real quick, because we're short on time, how would you fix this mess? Something positive that we can leave with.
Question authority at every turn and find the truth, and there's nothing wrong with that. And that includes the churches. Listen, I believe in God. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in doing good by my fellow man. But when our churches have been taken over through the 501c3, and by the way, also taken over because of the Scofield Bible. I'm learning these things recently. The Scofield Bible was sponsored by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and all that group to rewrite the Bible and place the Jews at the top of the pyramid, and to make them think that they're, you know, God's chosen people. I always thought that. I never had any crossings with these people, but what I'm learning, when they attacked the Liberty, USS Liberty, in June 8th, 1967, and killed our men, our fellow men, and my fellow Navy men, that was shocking. And I went down that rabbit hole, and I'm finding out that, they're not our friends. They act as our friends, but they're doing some bad things. So anyway, I would say...
Well, that's great, Mark. We thank you for calling in. We got one more caller. We're going to give you the last couple of minutes. Thank you very much, and we appreciate the call. And don't be a stranger. Call us in some more.
Definitely.
You have a great day.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all. I was listening and very much earlier. I liked the topic, but what prompted my call was Sally's call about her great patriotic policeman son. And I was curious if he knows the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. What would happen the next time he pulls over someone who he knows is a private citizen and is not a driver or a carrier or engaged in any commercial activity? And the person tells him her son asks them for their driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration. If the person tells him, I am not engaged in transportation or any form of commercial activity, how would her patriotic son react to that driver?
Well, first off, we'll have to have her call back in and find out, and we're trying to get her son to call in. But let's give him the benefit of the doubt before we do hear from him. And
you're right. But I would expect to have my window broken and my face bashed in and then taken to jail.
And you want to know why? Because we are not under the Constitution anymore. We have the illusion of the Constitution. It has all been overtaken and perverted, and we're under a corporate receivership, if you want to, because of the bankruptcy. We're under the order of a board of trustees that is basically running this country. Who they ultimately are, we know some of them. We don't know the whole thing. Everyone talks the Constitution. It's been gone from this country, people. That's what I try to get across. It's like everyone talks about this. It's great if we were still under it. Yeah, everything that's being done is wrong, but they have...
Well, you're saying that there's no way to claim unalienable rights?
Through the perversion that they've been able to do this, because our predecessors fell asleep at the wheel. They let all this. How did they let property taxes even come in? I mean, you know, my God. And then they let non-property holders vote on property taxes. What do you think they're going to vote? They're going to vote to increase it, of course, because it gets more for them. The whole thing has gotten out of hand. The Constitution is no longer in effect. We are under UCC statutory law. If you want to, it would be great if we are, but. It's this is what's so frustrating is everyone talks the Constitution, but we're not under it anymore.
There's the end, guys, and you're right, Alan. Hopefully we can get back to that if enough good people get involved and we can pull the Constitution out of its grave and resurrect it and use it. Anyway, thank you, everybody. We really appreciate the calls. Sorry we ran out of time. This is Republic of Texas Radio on republicbroadcasting.org. Have a great rest of the day, and thank you so much. Alan, thank you, my friend.
Yep, try to lead the moral lives, people. Just try to do what you know is right out there.
As a community and equally taught every boy and girl.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.